Hello, and welcome to Zverofcast, the English language Zverofka but no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm 5G compatible.
Oh, you know, yes, you are now, aren't you? You had your second jab.
My second jab an hour ago.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Good.
Normal.
Yes, that's...
So, I mean, I've passed the first test, so either I'm going to feel terrible later or it's going to be okay. So we'll see.
I passed the first test. I didn't go blind. Yeah.
What a good service that is, by the way. So I was scheduled to get my second jab on Thursday, like annoyingly, at like 1:15 or something like that. And I've got to travel to Prague the day after for some stuff. And if you go down to Janáčkovo divadlo, you can just walk in and be like, can I get my second jab? And they're like, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, they're opening one up. There's one there. There's one somewhere else, I think, now, because they have...
There's one Olympia as well, I think.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, parada. Well done, the Czech Health Service, as well as donating 30,000 vaccines to Taiwan today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. So, the real Republic of China.
Anyway, so we've got today, loads. A match report from Tabor, a little bit of tourism advice if you ever want to go to Tabor. We've got two previews of...
Opava, which is going to be our big Sunday game, followed by a lovely Saturday at 5 in Prostějov.
Yeah, lovely. Looking forward to that. Wait, watch that get moved to Friday at 5 p.m.
Yep. Thanks, you've done it now.
Yeah. You got Hot or Not, we got Period of the Podcast, we got all your regulars. So without further ado, let's get on with it. Our friend Ben and I went to Tabor. You couldn't make it. You were working, unfortunately.
Yeah, and this is going to be really interesting because we haven't talked one word about the game or your trip yet. So
no,
I get
that's
to have
true,
a real
yeah.
first-hand account of how things went down.
Yes, my first-hand account is so un-first-hand I actually had to watch the video of the game back today to remind me of key events. Because the view is fairly appalling for a tiny, tiny stadium with only stands on, well, all of one side and half of the other long side. You're very close to the pitch and you're almost on the goal line. The away section actually goes back behind the goal line, but on the side. Mm-hmm. So you can't, and it's just in many grounds in this league, it's just a bit of a grassy knoll that you stand on.
It sounds very much in some ways like Jihlava, but further back. You know that Jihlava, you get a very weird angle and you're quite far away from the goal.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of round to one side. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a weird one. Anyway.
Saw you on the telly at least.
Yeah.
50 or so Zbrojovka fans there?
Something like that. Yeah, we were supposed to be limited at 45 tickets, but absolutely nobody was counting or checking any... vaccines or masks when we went in,
which is I mean good in terms of the experience, probably bad overall.
Yeah, probably
Delta
bad.
Virus is going to be gripping us all soon.
By the way, the other thing was that Tabor actually said they were going to be very, very, very strict on checking this because they'd got whacked with a massive fine for not doing it properly last time. Mm-hmm. Waiting for another one of those to come their way then. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what happened in the first half? Nothing. Basically, it was a poor game overall. It was a very poor game.
I don't want to spoil the analysis or whatever, but I thought Zbrojovka were absolutely murder.
Yeah, no, they were dreadful.
They were terrible.
Yeah. The first half was just it was chugging and it was slow and it was inspirationless and
It was slow. 44-year-old Pavel Zavadil playing in the middle of the park for 80 minutes, and we were slow. Shocked.
Yeah. So we'll skip the first half because basically nothing happened. Second half, Tabor spent about 10 minutes giving us a right scare towards the middle of the second half. It started with Jakub Matosek bursting through on 58 minutes and Martin Berkovets getting down pretty smartly to block. The corner that came from that, Roman Holish, who had just come back on after having his head bandaged up, hit the bar from the corner after Jan Sterger goes up, misses the header completely, sort of falling backwards. Hollisch comes hurtling in. It smacks the bar and Prichistar manages to hack it away. But that's two, within 2 minutes, they almost come, you know, I was going to say being 2-0 up, but if they'd scored the first one, they wouldn't have got the corner. So that's a moot point. But they came very, very, very close to scoring. Then 5 minutes later, Berkovic stops us again. Adam Provaznik at sort of point blank, but near post. It needed somebody to be in the way. And then 5 minutes after that, 67, Berkovic makes his save of the game, I think. It's Provaznik again, driving forward, hits it from just about the edge of the D, and Berkovic, you know, again, one of those big hands he's got comes flying across. And by this point, he is absolutely livid. Berkovic comes absolutely bursting out of his goal. And with good reason. Like, twice in 5 minutes, or three times in 5 minutes, our centre-halves just step off, and it's down to Berkovic to stop him. Player of the match for us?
Berkovic.
Yeah.
It's absolutely Berkovic. Berkovic absolutely kept us in that the whole game, mm-hmm. pretty much. Like, I thought that, and I mean, this might be going perhaps a little bit too far, but I thought, like, I mean, and I'm even talking about, like, the latter stages of the first half and stuff, I thought that Taborsko were comfortably better than Zborovka in almost everywhere in the park. I think our defending looked really haphazard.
Yeah,
at some stages, and maybe that's because we've got new players in the squad and they're sort of learning to gel and things like that. I actually now disagree in terms of how we set up in the match. I don't think you should be having someone like Stepanovski that far forward when you've got someone like Zresnicek and you've got Zavadil in the middle. I thought we just sort of killed any sort of pace that we have throughout the squad, and it does imbalance us in the sense that Hladik on the other side is much faster. And really, probably the overall sort of performance is you're looking at the link-up play between the two frontline players for Taborsko, Matosek and Provaznik. I thought they were fantastic together. I thought they were really energetic.
Yeah.
And we looked really, you know, we just looked like, it looked like a warm-up game. It played like a warm-up game.
Yeah.
Maybe you expect that for the first of a season, but
yeah, like I said, the back four not looking good because three of them are new. Well, two of them are new, and Chris Dufak hasn't played for 2 years, so
he's almost new.
Yeah, look like a new signing.
Certain elements of his knee are new.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, as you say, Zav coming back in, Step playing as a winger, which we didn't really see that much of him towards the end of last year, and Resnicek.
He had a couple of cracks, to be fair.
Yeah, and win we did, eventually. 82 minutes, substitute Jirka Texel crosses from the right. Resnicek actually gets his head on it, tries to head it towards goal, but only succeeds in smacking it into Prichistar's midriff. Mm-hmm. Prichistar is clearly surprised by this and falls over backwards, but manages to prod it home with his right foot as he's falling.
So it's skids, doesn't it? Yeah, it's very strange.
It was absolute chaos, but hey, they all count.
It's a strange goal. It reminded me, is this going to be the thing where Prichistar only scores like strange goals now? I'm thinking of that goal he scored in Jablonec last season. It was very sort of like ended up on his arse and the ball was in the net, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously I was pleased. I did feel really bad for Tabor, who I thought left on the pitch at the end of it. And they were visibly fucking upset at the result, which makes it all the better, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be fine. They were good. They were better than us, let's put it that way. But
it's just what you say, hallmark of champions, right? Yeah. That you can play badly and win. Also, I think
after one game, I feel we can absolutely say that.
First time we've won our opening game in 5 seasons, I think.
6 seasons. Yeah, since 2015, I think Pavel wrote, yeah.
Well, so there you go. And have we won a league in any of those seasons?
Oh.
It's a good sign, baby.
It is.
Let's go.
Anyway, a couple of things I will say. Zav looks fine. He was very sort of quietly commanding. The person I really enjoyed watching was Jakub Resnicek being back to his arsey snarling best. Like, last season at Teplice, couldn't buy a goal, looked out of energy, looked like he didn't want to be there. Like, he looked like a different player this time. Like, just running at people, getting in people's faces, you know, nasty little bits of dark arts, elbows and little kicks everywhere. And, yeah, great to see him back.
Shithouse.
Yeah.
He just always has this sort of scowl on his face that, you know, you think it'd be absolutely fine if you leave him alone, but at any moment could turn violent. Like, he's like those guys you see down at bookies, you know? Like, one's in the corner, like, waiting for his horse to come in.
Yeah.
The questions I would ask about it, David, is what beer do they have at a Tabor?
They have Bernard, ice cold, 12 degree Bernard. It was brilliant.
12?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, it tasted really, you know, really good.
Was it 30, 35 crowns or so?
30 crowns.
Perfect.
That's... Oh, it was so good.
Oh, I should have gone now.
Yeah. On that note, beer of the podcast?
Yeah, why not?
Beer of the podcast. Yes, it is beer of the podcast, and I found something that is local to Tabor. It's the next town over. It's from Malchitsa, and it's called Obora. I was very chuffed I found this because we were drinking Obora on the main square.
Oh, is that you had a what I saw as aggressively sour.
It was the sourest thing I think I've ever eaten or drunk in my life. It was really, really violently sour.
Like, sourer than those, like, hard sugary things that kids love. You know, those ones that make you go, like that.
Yeah, it was, I had one sip of it, and it was like that Homer lemon face.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Simpsons lemon face me. It was an effort to get through a pint of it. It was a strawberry sour, and it was from this same brewery, which is why I was quite pleased I found this. This is a mango 12 something or other. Excuse me. Yeah, this is a mango 12 something or other. And yes, it's a pleasing bright yellow colour, isn't it? It's very nice. Looks good.
Looks like Fanta.
A lot of things have looked like Fanta to you recently, or other... childhood soft drinks.
I just like juice, but I like soft drinks.
You do.
I was talking about this with Hannah the other night, where it's like, if I'm just at home or whatever, I would rather just have like a 2-liter bottle of Coke, a bunch of beers, you know.
Yeah.
Some strawberry laces.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, like I said, this is a Tabor local beer, so I'm very happy. I'm very happy we've got it. It's actually from Malchitsa. I don't know if I mentioned that, but there we go. Anyway. You can't really drink today because of the 5G injection, but yeah, I poured you a little taste.
I have really sort of a tiny sip, and really, as an actual health warning, it's not big or clever to have a drink immediately after a vaccine.
No.
It defeats the point, and you might get sicker. I am, however, dedicated to this segment of the podcast, and I'm having a sip.
You've got a tiny dribble in the bottom of a glass.
I also have, as a bonus, Bavaria 0.0% alcohol wheat beer.
Yes.
To see, which... smells like Hoegaarden.
It does,
I suppose.
Yeah.
All wheat beers do. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's have a go on this mango deal, and then you can get back to your wheat beer. So here we go. Yes.
Sour.
Nowhere near that strawberry. That strawberry is going to live long in the memory. This one is... it's fine. The aftertaste is... just sort of lagery, really.
Yeah.
It actually has a slight wheat beer aftertaste.
It's umbongo on the nose, I would say.
umbongo on the streets, Fanta in the sheets.
umbongo, they drink it in Taborsko.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
it's all right. It's fine. The can art's nice. That's a good thing to say about it, I suppose. But yeah, it's all right. Is that your Bavaria wheat?
Yeah.
I'll have a little go on that. I'm not a fan of wheat beer, as you know, but let's try this. Tastes just like Hoegaarden. It's the same.
Slightly sweeter than Hoegaarden, actually.
It's been a long time since I've had Hoegaarden there, so...
oh, I would drink a bunch of that.
It's fine.
I'd drink a bunch
perfectly
of that
presentable.
Even if it is 0.0. Oh, that's perfect, yeah. Man. I mean, I will point out it's a 330 bottle and it did cost about 40 crown.
Yeah.
But that's not bad if you're driving.
Yep.
Which I don't know how to. It's fine, yeah.
Anyway, After that, I'm going to continue on my fruity way, as it were. And as soon as that came out, I heard how that sounded.
So you're just setting yourself up perfectly for your trip to Hungary.
Yeah, we're going to learn a little bit more about the town of Tabor in the first So What's the Deal With section of the new season. Who's who's? Jan who's? So what's the deal with Tabor?
Well, I believe you're going to tell me, but I'm betting that there's going to be something about the Hussite Wars.
Yes. The Taborites were from there. They were a collection of 15th century religious... I don't think the word zealot is too strong. They were... part of the Hussites. They were like a faction of the Hussites, which started after the martyrdom of Jan Hus by the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. There's a massive statue of Jan Hus in the gardens next to the railway station. It's one of the first things you say.
That.
Yeah.
What I don't expect, actually, just as an aside, there's a big Jan Hus statue in Hrudim as well that we'll go to later on in the season.
Yeah. It's not as big as the one in Tabor.
Oh,
but
I'm
still.
Sure. I mean, the town is pretty much known for that, and that's
little
it.
Little else, yeah. It's a very, very pretty place, and one of the things I liked about it was it was very, very neat. It was very prim and very neat. Like it was clear that people in Tabor take real pride. It was very, very clean. There was no graffiti anywhere. Like graffiti is kind of a curse of this country. But, like, even really on the walk, like, from the station into town, there was almost nothing. Very, very lovely. Like, you saw the little town logo everywhere on things. They've got an interesting-looking museum in, like, a big gatehouse thing. It's just, yeah, it was just a very, very pleasant place to be for a day. It was, yeah, really nice. A selection of interesting little pubs and restaurants on the main square and big sort of church thing, big pond. Big sort of carp pond in the centre of town. So, yeah, very nice.
Fine for a weekend.
Yeah, just as, like, you could happily have a day just bumming around in the centre and then, like, just walk around the local sort of pond countryside bit on a second day. Yeah, it's very pleasant. Annoying to get to from here. We have to get the student agency bus to Jihlava, then there's half an hour wait, and then it's a 3.5 hour train journey. Mm-hmm. Like, one of those two carriage commuter jobs that stops at every collection of houses across central Bohemia. But no, lovely. Mm-hmm. Lovely time. Yeah.
And you went back the way slightly differently. You just went to Prague, right?
Yeah, we went to Prague directly after the game.
Oh, really? Oh, so you didn't stay in Tabor?
No. If I'd have known how nice it is, I would probably have booked a night there, but having never been... we thought, well, in case there's nothing, we'll go to Prague. So, yeah, we got the train to Prague. We got the train with your friend and mine and podcast listener Pavel Grimm, actually, who I bumped into.
I hope Pavel's well.
He's all right. He's thriving. Yes, he seems very well. Interestingly, working as some kind of...
he's a lawyer, isn't he? Or?
Yeah, but he's... working for Zbrojovka's ownership at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yes. So possibly more to come from that side. Anyway, as we do on this What's the Deal With section, I found a local band to have a quick listen to.
Good.
And boy, have we got a treat for you. Have you ever seen Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
No, nor have I. However, Tabor have an entire band called the Tabor Superstar Band, who only play the soundtrack of Jesus Christ Superstar in Czech.
Okay.
So, right, this is... I know nothing about this musical.
The jokes write themselves, don't they?
But this is, I believe... The name is totally different in English to Czech. In English, the name is something like... It's called Heaven on Their Mind, I think. It's like, after the overture, it's like the first song of the musical. If I'm wrong, please don't write in. I don't care. I've never seen it. But
we have a lot of musical theatre listeners. Right.
Well, here's where we find out. Anyway, this is the Tabor Superstar Band with their version of whatever the hell this is from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Že si v ten změnil noc. Poslyš, Kriste, to už je trochu moc. Jdou jak slepí a věří, že jsi jejich mesiáš. Já tvou pravou rukou byl a s tebou hledal stejný cíl. Avšak ty si s ohněm zahráváš. To, co dnes svítím, to je málem až k té.
Sound like a Czech rock band to me.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Czech rock bands sound the same. So.
Yeah.
I mean, good on them. Got their angle.
Yeah, it's a pretty obscure. Well, yeah.
Because I thought you were going to say, you know, they only play like songs like Jesus Christ Superstar, but, you know, in a rap style or something like that. Or you know, like your Macaulay Culkin's and the Pizza Underground.
Oh, God,
you know,
No. Straight up Czech. Covers, like, you know, I assume the musical has been properly, officially translated into Czech because it's hugely, massively famous. So
yeah, there was, I believe, Václav Neubarta, who was one of the, who was one of the Eurovision entrants in 2015 for the Czech Republic, sang a duet, and he's quite known in these sort of rock and sort of atmospheric sort of, you know, musically sort of circles. I believe he was involved in it when it was playing in Karlin or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, so. Well, what do you know? Well, you know that, clearly, so good. Shall we have a preview?
You can, yes.
Okay, I shall. You're going to have to tell me about this game in two different ways, because I'm not going to be here for this one.
Forgot about that, yes.
Yep. I'm off to Budapest tomorrow, all being well. So you're going to see Brno play Opava.
Yes, I'm going to see Brno play Opava, we hope, in what is another rematch from the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, fortune slightly different for both teams now as we're doing it in the Seaside League. 3-3 with Vlašim at the weekend. Mm-hmm. Opava going down to 10 after half an hour. And Denis Ali Gajic,
right,
equalising in the 95th minute for Vlašim.
Oh.
So it's not only us that have problems on the opening day with a certain central Bohemian football team.
Mm.
Quite a few departures from Opava since relegation.
Hrabina.
Obviously, he's gone to us, yeah. Harazim has gone to Hradec Králové for purportedly €200,000. Čvančara is back to Jablonec, where where he comes from. Also, Willem Fendrich, who was their first-choice goalie for most of last season, has gone off to Hradec Králové. Really interesting to see how Hradec get on back in the in the big time. So the rebuild for Opava has been sort of restrained, but arguably a few players that were key stayed, such as, you know, Lukáš Holík, everyone's favourite Christ Tieni as well is still going to be there. 18-year-old Tomáš Ratai came through the ranks last season, quite an attacking player. I believe that he played against us a bit, and he's been, this is quite interesting actually, he's been sold to Bodø/Glimt of the Norwegian league and immediately loaned back, so he's going to still be there. So look out for him.
Mm-hmm.
A player that I think both of us have rated as well in the past, Patrick Hellebrand, is also staying, and he's beyond. I mean, really, what they've done is they've been looking at players that are, some might say boring, some might say fitting off a second tier. There's not been anyone that's really like kind of really fascinating. I think we'll probably find that out in January in this league, because there's all sorts of shit happens in this league in January. There's like some guy coming from Uganda or someone from Latvia and all this sort of stuff. But what they've got is they've got Oliveira Putiera, who's a left back from Karvina, who didn't really play at all last season.
Thing is, you know, to be fair, what they needed was a bit of sensible, because last year was a bit bonkers for them. Like, their results were a bit mad and they were a very insane team to watch now and again. So
Yeah, well, this is the thing about that, about Opava last season, and actually to an extent Příbram as well, that we'll get into when we play them as well. I don't think either of these teams necessarily played badly last season, but they just didn't, you know, get the cutting edge or really, you know, score enough goals. That's certainly true for Příbram. Like Opava, I thought Opava caused us quite a lot of difficulty in the first game away, even though we did actually wind up being 2-0 winners in the end of that. Obviously, we just completely blew them out of the water once it was all mathematically certain that both of us were going down. They are, if there's something that's going to sum up, I think, Opava, it's going to be players like Josef Zelba, who's a right back, who's come in on a loan from Baník and has been, like, perennially loaned out to Třinec, Vítkovice,
in that northeast of
Czech. They're going to be heavily relying on, you know, much to their chagrin, probably, players who are getting loaned out by the likes of Baník Ostrava, your big rivals, to get anywhere. But, you know, they have, you know, they've done it before. They're a very competent team in the second league, and they've spent quite a lot of time generally at this level, rather than maybe at the top of the chain. So this will be familiar territory to them. What I would say on it is that we will have absolutely no chance if we turn up the same as we did on Friday night.
Yeah,
they're going to be a little more ruthless, a little bit more direct. They, you'd say, probably have a better standard of player.
Yes.
A lot of ways that I wouldn't have might, if, you know, someone had told me, as you know, as well as Rabina, that we got Hellebrand from them at the start of the season, I would be delighted.
You'd be overjoyed,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, there is a lot of threats there. It'll be a good game. It'll be an annoying game, and I don't know really what excuse you have for having this at 8 p.m. on a Sunday. It's a bit of a joke. And maybe and hopefully they're doing the same as they have done in seasons past, where there's been one or two games at the start of the season at 8, and then they've just gone, this is nonsense, and moved it to what I think of as our natural kickoff time in the second tier, which is 6 o'clock on a Sunday, which again is not great, but it's a damn sight better than, you know, you're getting back home at 11 o'clock for work on the Monday.
Yeah, again, do you think it's partly done to stop off of our fans travelling as well? Because, like, one of the better supported teams in this league, not that difficult to get here, but...
I mean, I don't actually think it's that as much to do with the fact that it's on telly and they're trying to, I think, crowbar certain things in around current schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, also the Olympics is, I think, on generally until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they'll have probably a break for something else on, and then they'll have this.
Right. Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, desperately get their way through to 3 a.m. where the action seems to start off again in Tokyo.
Yeah, I guess so. It's Chete Sport not having the money of O2 and trying desperately to get live sport to fill their schedule. Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, I would be looking forward to this, but yeah, I mean, you know, I'll be
looking forward to something else a lot more anyway.
Yeah. So, what have we got left? Well, we've got Hot or Nots to come, and then we'll have another preview, and yeah.
Let's get out of here after that.
Now is the time for a regular's broadcast slot, where we have jotted down what was hot or not. And we talk about things that you might just find interesting. Football things from a Scotsman and an Englishman.
Dun 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 dun.
That's not right.
It's, yeah, no, I mean, it is, you've gone for the Supertramp version of the logical song and not the Das Scooter version.
No,
going, are you ready? And all this sort of nonsense.
Yes, the original and the best, The Rise of Supertramp. Yeah, it was either going to be that or the other Supertramp song, Breakfast in America. They're sort of the only two I know.
I can't think of any other after that.
No. Anyway, that's that over with. I've got one each. You?
I've got about six each.
Really?
I've got like I just seem to have loads of them. I actually like I have very short hots, some very short knots, and a maybe. So we'll see how time allows, and very very quick fire ones perhaps.
Right, give us a quick fire one then.
Escali Shen.
Is hot or not? I haven't kept up.
Escali Shen is hot.
Are they?
It's a very nice way to start your season, being 2-0 to Viktoria Zhizhkov down at half-time and then winning 3-2.
Isn't it, though?
All goals in the second half. Very good. Well done to them. They're going to be threatening as usual.
Mm-hmm. Have we got another hot?
The glorious return of football fans.
Yes.
It's nice that we're going to have people in the stadiums here, but also in very high quality football markets like Scotland. There's been fans at the League Cup group stages, including a great video which is going around where Dumbarton are playing Partick Thistle. Dumbarton have an indirect free kick in the penalty box and they absolutely scuff it because the whole of the back stand at Partick Thistle is going, man bun, man bun, man bun. So yeah, I'm all for that, and I'm hoping that there will be more of this red hot banter for the coming season.
All right, I will give you a quick hot. My hot is Yara Fineve's English Language Ultras Academy. Now,
this is very Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yeah, this was something. You will know Yara. He's the short, slightly scary-looking, middle-aged ultra bloke who occasionally works in the fan shop.
Yes.
Yes. Sort of, you know, balding, muscular sort of lad. Anyway, he sort of collared me about 20 minutes into the game, and in our mixture of my pigeon Czech, his pigeon English, and various other methods of communication, we discovered that he is looking this season, and he would like you to be involved in this, in like every couple of weeks they want to do a Zbrojovka fans meetup in order to learn how to communicate better in English, just to chat, like nothing serious, but just to chat, because they were like, well, you know, we're doing a lot more trips, we've got, you know, people from Vienna and that. So basically they want to get everyone together and just learn how to football in English, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, he basically said whenever you guys are free and you have an evening, you want to come for a few beers and chat in English, then they'd be more than happy.
Good.
So, yeah, yeah. I quite like that as a self-education initiative sort of thing. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's really good.
Yep. You had knots, you said.
Yes, my knot is Austria-Vienna.
Oh, yeah, well, there we go.
Austria-Vienna not holding up their side of the bargain, David.
Yes.
So you'll notice that this is the Football League Europa Champions of the Conference Cup, which is new this season.
Which you're in.
Yes, which we're in. And also, basically, so the winner of the Aberdeen versus Häcken tie is going to play the winner of Austria-Vienna versus Breiðablik from Iceland. So, Aberdeen, well, you know, it's tough. I think that the Scottish League is slightly higher quality than Allsvenskan, but they're also 10 games or so into their football season. Obviously, Aberdeen, new squad, unpracticed or whatever.
Yep.
I was really worried about this tie.
And what happened, Sam?
Absolutely fucking scuttered them,
you
didn't
you? You did, didn't you?
5-1. Yes. 5-1, a momentary lapse of judgment and a good finish, denying us the clean sheet. And I thought Aberdeen genuinely looked terrific and was better than any single performance that was put on at all last season.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Stephen Glass's Aberdeen.
Yeah. So, Stephen Glass's Aberdeen. You know what? I'll buy it, man. I couldn't even say anything bad about Scott Brown, and I like saying things bad about Scott Brown. So that was good. Austria-Vienna, at home, against a bunch of jobbers from Iceland, one each. What are you on about, man?
Yeah.
Like, so if they go and they fuck it, thank God there's no away goals anymore in these competitions. If they go and fuck it, denying me the chance to go over 2 hours to Vienna, and if there's no away section, talking to our pal Richard and seeing if I can get a ticket in the home end,
yeah,
to go off to fucking Iceland.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I will...
You are right to be angry.
I will fucking beat up their ultras the next time they're at a fucking Zbrojovka home game, man. Just like, boys, what the fuck are you doing? Honestly.
There's your righteous fury for the week, listener.
And breathe.
Yeah. You had another knot.
Well, I have a neutral. It's just not a hot nor a not. But I think
this is not how this bit works.
I know, but I just thought this was like, and this is from Pavel, and you know what this is. But it's the like legit the most interesting football thing I've heard in ages.
Go on.
Which is Darmstadt. So that's Dunajska Streda, who are playing on Sunday.
Yes.
I think they lost like 4-1 to like Mihailovice or something like that. They had 11 players on the field, starting 11. 11 different nationalities.
None of which
were Slovak.
Yes.
11 different nationalities. Mm-hmm. And that can't have been done before, you feel.
Or no.
I would be so interested, even in like other big international leagues, I bet that's never been done. That's really curious.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, brilliant one, that.
I mean, like some of the pedants out there will be going, ah, yes, Sam, but they did play a Hungarian. Your pedantry is noted. Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
So
yeah.
Shout out Pavel, who always comes good with stats.
Yeah.
Always. That boy's a machine.
Yeah. Do you have anything else, or can I do
no,
my
you
not?
Can. Yeah, that's me.
All right. My not is Daniel Kosek.
Okay.
Specifically, because he is our new free transfer left back, and he's taken squad number 9. He can fuck right off with that.
I knew that was coming.
I'm not having that. I am furious. A left back is number 9. Letters will be written. This is unacceptable behaviour.
Shout out the old Dan Statham on Twitter for going that it was terrible that Zbrojovka had the squad numbers for the goalies, none of which were like a 1 or a 13 and things like that, giving it all that. And then he supports Viktoria Zizkov, which don't do that either, and have a goalie playing number 23.
I don't have a problem with 23. 23 is a good World Cup and European Championship third choice goalkeeper number.
You reckon?
Yep.
Is 25?
No. 23 for a goalkeeper is fine.
I think
me.
The other one they have a 17. I'm not sure.
Don't like 17 for a goalkeeper. 13 or 12 is fine. 23, I have absolutely no problem with that. A fullback at number 9, though, that is no.
I don't think I care enough, like a lot of it, especially for goalies, especially. I mean, for sort of numbers on the pitch, yeah, I sort of agree with, because at least when you know someone is a 2 or a 10 or a 9,
you know vaguely where they should be operating. Be. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've no problem with like 77 being a goal. Best Talking Heads album.
A couple of weeks' time, we are away to Prostějov. Prostějov, which is somewhere that could possibly be just like Tábor and completely isn't.
It's boring as fuck, isn't it?
It's really, really dull. I know we've got into trouble for saying this before, but it is dull.
Yeah, because we haven't gone to the right places or been at the right times. And the right time for me in Prostějov is going to be when there's football on, obviously.
Yeah, and the right places... The football ground.
Yeah, we've just not been lucky with those trips. Like the first time it was a stupid morning kickoff. We lost with the last kick of the ball in a really gutting sort of game. It was awful. And then sort of you had a burger that came late and cold.
And was just lettuce, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we decided to have a shower, inadvertently, before the second time we were there.
Yeah, it slashed it down, didn't it? It was appalling weather. Yeah. And yeah. So yeah, we haven't maybe we just haven't seen Prostějov in its best light.
Yeah.
We've either been very, very annoyed or very, very wet, or both.
Yeah. I to be fair, once the weather cleared up last time, by that point you were all already sort of away in bed. I had a very good time despite the fact that we were fucking rubbish on the pitch again. Yeah. That's if you're keeping up, of course, that's the last two games away to Prostějov being a 2-1 loss and a 0-0.
Yeah.
The 0-0, which was the nail in the coffin for any chance that we were to win the league.
So hopefully, you never know. It's next weekend. The weather should still be lovely. It's a 5 p.m. Saturday, as you said. Yeah. Maybe it'll be third time lucky.
Maybe it will
for
be
enjoyment of Prostějov and enjoyment of a game of football at their place.
It'll be tough. I think. Fair fucking play to Prostyov for finishing third in the league last time. I was trying to do a little bit of research. It's very difficult because a lot of the time, if you go so far back in time, like a lot of the Kreisky sort of obors and the sort of regional sort of championships were the second level of sort of Czech football. Mm-hmm. So by my guesstimation, and people who are more into Czech football stats and eagle eyes will prove me, you know, wrong, and they're fair play to. But that, I believe, is the best performance of Prostyov for a team since season 1947-48. Third in the second tier.
I mean, there is absolutely no way I can back that up with facts, but for the size of the club, that seems spot on.
Fantastic achievement. And, you know, a lot of it, he says through gritted teeth, should probably go down to people like Pavel Schuster.
Pavel Schuster's Frosty off,
who is now going to manage Senica.
Has he? I missed that one.
So the replacement...
That's a good step up for him, actually.
I think it is. That's a good top tier in Slovakia. Yeah. You know who his replacement is?
If it's not Václav Kotal, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh, no, it's awesome. It's awesome. His replacement is Jiří Jarosík.
That's right!
Former Sparta, Chelsea, Celtic, Birmingham City
hero, Jiří Jarosík, who I tweeted about in that, like, publicity photo where he signed for them looking like he should be the detective in a Scandi Noir BBC4 drama, which he did look like in that photo. But that's a cracking appointment. I love that because first job in management, possibly...
He was being an assistant manager, I think, before. I did check this, and I can't remember personally what it was said.
But yeah, he has.
He comes from Celje in the Slovene league.
Oh wow!
He's come to Prostyov, and he lost 3-1 to Příbram opening day. And the analysis of the match was that they showed him too much respect. I think a lot of people have been showing Příbram a lot of respect for way too long. But that's probably not terrible in the sense that you're losing to a team that is second favourite, according to the bookmakers, to go up. And that's because they will almost certainly have some degree of assistance. You can call up our legal team. I might have to call Pavel Grimm if you keep this going. Because we have maintained for a long time on this podcast that club is no good and is corrupt.
Yes.
Regarding the squad,
I mean, to be fair, we have maintained, a lot of other people have basically proven. Yeah. So, yeah.
You'll like this one. So, assuming that you'll be back and going to Prostyov for this game, we will very much be able to say hello to Robert Bartolomeu.
Oh, Bobby Bart. There he is. Yes, after his unsuccessful little sojourn in Blansko.
Transfers in from Blansko along with Philippe Jacques. So he'll be there. He played, I believe, most of the game over the weekend. Their marquee signing, Vasil Kouche, is here. Dynamo Dresden player which sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? And then you realise that he spent most of last season at Ustinad Labem on loan.
Right. Okay.
So he's a free transfer. But like the most important thing about Prostyov is that they have really kept their
core. Is that right?
Yes. This is it. So Jakub Kopřiva, Jakub Matoušek. Mm-hmm. Matoušek actually with his 7 goals and 6 assists has gone already. But Kopřiva, who was their top goal scorer, stays. Jan Kodelka, remember him?
Yes, I do.
He's going to be there as well. So it's going to be about how we break them down. I think it's going to be kind of fun. It'd be like the thing about going to Prostyov is it's the old folks home, right? So you get to say hi to Alice Schuster, you get to say hi to, you know, all these...
Bartolomeu, who must be now getting on a little bit, so...
Yeah. Is Petr Pavlík still there?
The Petr Pavlík who's gone to...
Oh, no, of Senica course not.
Or, that's true. Or Pohronie or somewhere.
No, he's gone to Senica. I forgot about that. I forgot about that already, even though I broke that news last week.
Followed Pavel Schuster to send it to
professionalism.
Them. Yes,
it'll be an interesting game. I think it's going to be maybe a more of a fun game than the one that we'll get on Sunday, because that's going to be, I think it's going to be a big midfield thing in Opava. I think it could be a little more flowing in Prostyov. However, that game, unfortunately, is going to be an absolute cracker, because anytime I'm at a game and you're not, it always seems to be fabulous.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you need to stop. You need to stop doing that. You need to stop having extracurricular activities outside of football, David.
Yeah, apologies for that. Which is odd, because the other way around, whenever I'm there and you're not, it's dreadful.
Crap. Yeah. So I'll tell you all about the 8 goals when you return.
Oh well, yes. Well, I will look forward to it. Is the Opava game actually on TV on Sunday?
It's going to be on Chete Sport. Yeah.
I was going to say I could actually watch that in our Airbnb, but we won't be able to get Chete Sports unless... Ooh, I could reinstall the VPN. I'm sure Dan would rather not have a last night out in Budapest, but sit at home watching Bonobo play off of
that. Couldn't even finish that, could you?
No.
I mean, the question, David, is could you...
No, clearly not. I'm clearly not going to be watching it.
All right,
come
so me, Ben and Pavel are just going to have to suffer in silence at the stadium. Oh, yeah. Well.
You're grand. You can keep me updated on the group chat. That's fine.
That'd be good, yeah. Which is better than you updating the group chat when you were in fucking Tabor on Friday.
Phone had almost died at that point, I'm afraid.
A likely excuse.
An actual excuse, I think you'll find.
You're having too much fun with the pink gins.
that was delicious, by the way.
I was wondering, was that at the good spot beside the bus?
It was, yes. Uh-huh. Basically, what happened was we got to Prague quite late. We were in at 10:30, and it was Ben's first time in Prague, and we were staying at a place at the top end of Václavák.
Okay.
And Václavák at 10:30 p.m. on a Saturday night is seedy as hell, by the way. So his first impression was unfavourable.
Uh-huh.
But we did find a pub next to our Airbnb, like directly next door, that was selling like really good craft pints for 35 crowns a go. So we sat in there for the whole thing. And then the next day was beautiful sunshine. So we went out, walked onto Staroměstské, walked across Charles Bridge, had a bit of lunch. Yeah, just, you know, did...
The things you do when it's someone's first time in Prague.
Yeah, did sort of touristy things. Then went to that cool place because we had an hour and a half to kill.
Like, so it was called like Propaganda or something like that, or one of these sort of names. Or...
Yeah, and then we just killed an hour and a half. We had Georgian chicken shashlik and these delicious pink cocktail things with grapefruit in them.
This is the problem when you go to that spot. Like, you're on a football trip, right? And you can never not sound horrifically middle class.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
mean,
if I remember correctly, we were there once, and I had a poke bowl.
Yes, that's
you know,
right,
it's like
yeah.
all this sort of like mad stuff. It's not just sort of pints and ribs and all this, and it's
like
I'm having Georgian chicken shashlik.
Yeah, and a pink gin cocktail.
Which sounds fucking great.
It was
fair.
Incredible. What a way to finish that trip. Anyway.
You will not get that in Prostějov, but look forward.
Anyway, what a way to finish this podcast. Thank you very much, listener. We'll be back to our regular fortnightly format, I would imagine.
Unless something happens that it's just too good and I can't wait to share it for a fortnight.
Yes. That's very unlikely to happen in this league, but there we go.
I just can't be arsed next week. Let's just Fortnite. Let's go.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. Follow us on all the socials as usual. Tell your mates. And hopefully we'll see you at a game if you're in Brno, or we'll see you around, or get in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook at Sproilfcast. And that's it for this episode.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful.
Bye.